USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The CDC has issued a salmonella warning. Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best by dates on or before February 11th, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
After President Biden on Thursday took responsibility for the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, he quickly diverted and once again tried to blame President Trump. Serving 8 tours of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. veteran Chad Robichaud tells Fox News the attacks will probably continue.
There's no way this ends good. The attacks are going to continue. Anybody that's read a history book knows that the Afghanistan always chases their enemies out. This is the White House covering for the Taliban. ISIS, Taliban, they're all the same right now because they're in partnership. We need to stop saying this is ISIS. ISIS claims everything. If I, you know, break wind, ISIS is going to claim it. ISIS always claims everything because they want credit for it. And they're going to keep doing this until we leave. And then afterwards, they have free reign on our 10,000 plus American citizens and all of our allies there. We still need to act. And the White House needs to act. In addition, they need to help the refugees that we already got out. The State Department has been absent and not participant in the world's effort to help these refugees.
President Biden says the evacuations will continue and America will be out at the end of the month. Time Magazine has created a virtual Martin Luther King Jr. Museum inside of the video game Fortnite. Saturday will mark the anniversary of MLK's I Have a Dream speech from 1963. Gamers can now experience the address in its entirety within Fortnite as part of an experience called March Through Time. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.